Let me notice. I noticed in the bulletin. Y'all flip in there if you still got it. Mothers, you have a calling that can become long-remembered ground of faith. Not just for your children, but for the untold numbers who will be affected by your children. Notice that. I like that word calling. We talk about that all the time. We're all called, right? Mothers, you're called too. And I kind of like that verse in there. If you would, turn to Isaiah. Let me get my stuff in order here. 66:13. That's in the Old Testament. That was funny. 66:13. Y'all ready? As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. And you will be comforted over Jerusalem. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for this special day, Lord. And just thank you for the mothers. And just thank you again for the blessings we receive. Be with us as we study your word this morning. And just open our minds and hearts to what you have us receive, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, hold that spot. That's what we're going to cover today. So I went and visited my cousin the other day at my aunt's house, his mom. Get in there and we was all talking, you know, catching up. And I was in the living room. My cousin got up, his name's Jason, went into the kitchen. And I hear a whop. I was like, then I heard him holler, "Mama, why'd you hit me?" I said, "Well, I'm going to go check this out real quick." So I went in there. My aunt told him, "Son, how many times I have to tell you to lick that spoon before you stick it back in the butter?" Pretty bad, ain't it? So, okay, that don't work. So let me tell you a testimony. So when I was about, well, when I was born, I'll just give you just a quick deal. What I read in the bulletin a while ago about mothers, what you're going to leave behind when you teach your children. So on a serious note, I was drugged. I tell people I had a drug problem growing up. I was drugged to church every Sunday. Amen. If I wanted to or not. Okay? And I went to church, even on Wednesdays. Did all of that for the years. Now, I won't tell you all the stuff in the middle. Billy, shh. Me and him went to school together. We were talking a little bit while ago. There's stuff that we don't share. But anyway, with other people. But in between all of that, my road to get to where I'm at right now started with my mother. And so you never know, mothers, as you raise your children, raise them in the Lord, bring them to church. Man. Do all that stuff. They want to or not, bring them. There's a bunch of times as growing up, even adult age, I didn't want to come to church. But that habit was instilled in me over the years, and that habit turned into a desire to follow the Lord. So I'll leave you with that. So let me get this out of the way real quick. I might step on somebody's toes a little bit here. And I know this could be a bittersweet day for some of y'all, because some of y'all don't have your mothers, and so they don't went on. Some of y'all maybe don't have a good relationship with your mother and stuff. But what we're going to talk about today, what I read in Isaiah, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. We're gonna bridge this together with the Lord, with God, okay? Even those that don't have a good relationship with your mom or mother in the past, the one constant there is God, okay? God won't let you down, okay? So we're gonna talk about that today. But in general speaking, a mother should be loving. A mother shows deep, unconditional love for her children. Love is patient. Love is kind. Then the next is patience. Mothers, you know, raising kids, you got to have patience, right? Sometimes your patience gets tested a little bit, pushed to the edge. She endures challenges with grace and understanding. Be completely humbled and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Now I'm throwing scripture out there to you as we go. This is not what I just made up. This has come from scripture. Wise. A godly mother teaches wisdom and gives good guidance. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. A mother is faithful. She trusts God and lives by faith. Her children arise and call her blessed. A mother is strong. A mother carries strength through difficult seasons. God is within her. She will not fail. Did you notice the reason she won't fail? It's because, what's the first part of that? God is in her. Okay, that's the key to it. Number six is compassion. Compassionate. She cares tenderly for her children and others. And our verse we're going to break down today is Isaiah 66:13. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. A mother is hardworking. A mother diligently, I didn't say that right, provides and cares for her household. She watches over the affairs of her household. Proverbs 31:27. She's prayerful. A godly mother seeks God in prayer for her family. Pray without ceasing. Encouraging. She builds up and supports her children. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. And the last one, she's God-fearing. A mother who honors God leaves a lasting legacy. And the scripture for that is, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So I gave you a quick rundown of biblical characteristics of a mother. Now, I want you to remember this too. A mother is a woman, is human. Okay? You may make mistakes. You may not fit all those categories all the time. Okay? If you don't, we got God's grace. You can work on that. And I'm not beating up mothers. It just happened to be some Mother's Day. And we get into some good stuff here in a minute. I mean, it's all good. But I just want you to focus on God first and have God guide you as a mother on what direction you need to go or what areas you may need to work on. We all need a little work. I'll tell you that, okay? Even fathers. Our time is coming in June. We'll have a Father's Day. At some point, I'll beat the fathers up then. But right now, we're talking about mothers. So, comfort like a mother. And I read Isaiah. There are a few images in life more powerful than a mother comforting her child. A child can be crying, afraid, or hurting, and with just a touch, a voice, or an embrace, something begins to change. Now, I don't know about y'all, most of y'all, those of you who grew up with mothers. If I was in a bind or in something wrong, guess who I went to? I went to my mother. That's who I leaned on. And that's the way it's designed. A godly woman that's embedded in the Word of God. And so that child is going to know that. That child is going to cling to that. Okay? And what I like about the whole deal here is God, in His wisdom, chose that very picture to describe His relationship with us. Let me get rid of these readers. I don't think I need them. When I was saying a while ago, as a man, as men, you know, we don't understand women. You know, we can joke about that, but on the serious side, we don't know what women go through, what they think, how they handle situations, raising children, that responsibility they have for that. But God does, because God created woman. He created man and woman. He made two creations, male and female, and the female he designed to have children, okay? So he understands what you're going through, mothers. He knows, I don't care what situation you're put in, at any point in time, raising your kids and being a mother, that he does not understand. And he can be there for you. He can get you through those. You got to learn to lean on him, trust in him. And God's invitation in Isaiah 66, 13 is the invitation. He said, he's telling us, and not just the mother, he's telling all of us, the invitation's there. Just like a mother is there for her children, God is there for us because we're his children. Okay? And before we can appreciate this promise he made, we have to be honest about ourselves. We have to know that we are in need of comfort. Life has a way of wounding us. Just think about it. And just think about through life. There are disappointments we didn't expect. Things happen we don't expect, right? Y'all had that. You know, things pop up. Okay? That's going to happen. That's life. Losses we didn't choose. We lose things that we wouldn't expect them. And burdens we didn't expect or prepare for. I call it, y'all heard me long enough, stuff. You know, stuff happens in our life. You know, so all that wrapped in. In Isaiah, he's talking to the Israelites, but it applies to us too. They would experience exile, correction, and the weight of their failures. They weren't just physically displaced. They were emotionally and spiritually drained. We all probably been there. We've been misplaced. We've been emotionally drained. We've been physically wore out. We've been at the bottom, don't know where to go. That happens. Nobody in here is exempt from having problems. Nobody. And I'm not trying to be like a doom and gloom, but we're going to get to... We got to build it up to get to the good stuff, right? What God's going to do for us and provide for us. But through all that, what he told the Israelites and what he's telling you and I today, I will comfort you. He didn't judge them. Now, he does have a judgment, and that's a different deal. But day-to-day life, God is going to comfort us. He's going to be there for us. He's going to provide for us. You know where that disconnect is, that there's a disconnect? It's you and I. Yeah. It's us. He's there. Come on. The invitation is wide open. Mm-hmm. Me and Brother Joe in the back were talking. That's where that obedience comes in. Right. Yeah. In order to give something to somebody else, you got to have it first.
Amen.
Okay? You got to have Christ. You got to have the Lord. Then all this other stuff falls into place. My eyes are playing tricks on me today. Usually I can read it without my readers. I think somebody went in there and messed with my font. That matters because, that's funny too. That matters because it reminds us needing comfort is not weakness, it's part of being human. As a mother comforts her child, think about what that means. First of all, a mother's comfort is personal. She knows her child's cry, just like Christ knows his children, his sheep. He knows us. So it's personal. You notice now when you got a relationship with Christ, you got that personal in front of it. A personal relationship with Christ, individual. We have church. This is a church group. But every individual has their own relationship with Christ.
Amen.
What does yours look like? Maybe that's what we need to fix a little bit. Tweak it. Get back closer to him. Get rid of some junk.
Amen.
or some stuff, right? It's a personal relationship. It's immediate. A mother responds without delay. A mother hears her child in help and need. She's there. Right? No matter what's going on. If she's talking to her husband, he might as well just go watch football or something. Because she's going to her child. And that's the way it's designed. And that's God. God is there. When he needs and you call, he's there. He's coming. She's gentle. A mother's gentle. God is gentle. She doesn't crush. She soothes. She makes it better. She comforts you of what God does. She's also attentive, just like God. That means she pays attention. She notices what others might miss. A mother knows things. I can tell you a dozen stories. One time I ain't said a word to anybody. If I have a problem going on, my mother would come to me and say, "What's going on? I know something's wrong." They just know. You don't have to tell them. A mother knows. And that's God. He knows when you're suffering. He knows when you're hurting. God is not a distant ruler, just like a mother is right there. He's not detached from us. He's caring and attentive. He is not indifferent to your pain. He is attentive to your pain, just like that mother is. Let me give you an example on that. Let me give you some Oakhurst 101 here. Dads, how many times your kid stumps his toe? Get up, shake it off, you're all right. Yep. We care, but that's just our nature, especially if it's our son, right? And toughen up, get over it, suck it up, move on. I had worse injuries in my eyeball, go on. I mean, that's a dad's point of view, right? God's not that way. A mother's not that way. And you get a little scratch and a... You know, everything's got to shut down right now. We got to take care of this scratch on this baby boy or girl. And even as great as a mother can be and attentive, God's even better. Just think about it. First of all, he created the mothers. He's the creator, so he's better. He knew what he was creating. He knew what he was doing when he made us. Even the best mothers are still human. They get tired. Any mother's been tired before? You're probably tired right now, especially all of your young kids. A mother don't always understand. She might not understand. She's going to be there, but she might not totally understand. God does. A mother can't always fix what's wrong. They can try, and they do a pretty good job at it. But God can. God is not limited. He never overlooks your pain. He never grows weary. Sorry. And he never withdraws his presence. Notice that. He does not withdraw his presence. The separation, if there's separation, comes from us. Yeah. That drifting away, or whatever you want to call it. We need to focus on God. Where human comfort fails short, God comforts remains complete. He is complete. The question is, do you have this ability as a mother to take care of your child and do this? You do, but you got to have Christ first. That's the most important thing, decision to start off with, is have that relationship with Christ in you. And then you can prepare yourself. And Isaiah, at the end of Isaiah there, he said, comfort over Jerusalem. So Jerusalem had a significant meaning back then, and it still does. It represents, it's more than a location. It represents restoration, identity, and God's presence. That's what Jerusalem represents. So what is your Jerusalem right here? That relationship with Christ. Let him in. Let him in. God's saying, I'm not just going to ease your feelings. I'm going to restore your life. There's a difference. He's not going to put a Band-Aid on it. He's going to restore your life. He's going to give it all to you. Because real comfort is not just temporary relief. It's assurance that God is still in control. As bad, as dirty as this old world is, we think it is, God is still in control. Amen. He's still in complete control. And your story is not over. He has you here for a purpose. Each and every one of you sitting in here today is here for a reason. Amen. You just didn't show up, even though we had food. That might have helped a little bit. But you're here for a reason. What you need to do is just open up and give it to God and see why he has you here. You ever ask your question that? Why am I sitting here today? I know it ain't just to hear me. Because you can do much better. But why does God have you here? That's the question. What are you preparing yourself to do? Mothers, this is your day, so I'm kind of picking on y'all. Remember what we read earlier in Proverbs? It's your calling. It's your calling. You know, I've said a bunch of times, we all have a calling. Mothers, you have a calling. And it starts with raising your children in the Lord. And there is hope beyond this moment. Whatever situation you're in, there's a family right now dealing with a bad situation. There's more than one. There's families dealing with some horrible situations that I know of right now. They are. And as bad as it is, there's always hope.
Amen.
Always. It might not seem like it. And I'm sure everybody in here has some times that you're wondering where to go from here. But let me tell you where to go from here. Start with God. Talk to him.
Amen.
Let him know. He knows you're vulnerable. He knows you go through this stuff. Don't let pride get in your way.
Amen.
I'm going to switch to men real quick. Men, it's okay to admit when you fail, when you're wrong.
Right.
Especially to God. He already knows anyway. Mm-hmm. So what he's waiting on is that communication, that 101 for you to come back to him and say, Lord, I messed it all up. I jacked it up. Whatever word you, I don't care what word you, how you put it, whatever it is, I don't care what it is. God can fix it.
Amen.
You got to have that faith that he will fix it. God's comfort reaches deeper than emotion. It touches purpose, identity, and future. We all created for a purpose. Every one of us. When things are not going right, we need to do a self-check. Let me be careful with that. Just because something bad happens to you, that don't mean that you're walking out of the Lord's will. We live in a sinful world, a fallen world. So things are going to happen, okay? But also there are some things that we don't line up with Christ that we want to do on our own before we check with Christ. And so I'm sure everybody got a testimony about, if I would have done it God's way, I'd probably been better off instead of doing it my way. Some of y'all probably got some scars that last forever from that kind of stuff. I'm preaching to myself, so y'all okay today. But what I'm saying is focus on God, put your priorities right, get God first, and let everything work out. Then when you do go through these hard times, you have Christ on your side and he can comfort you. OC, this is one of our favorite words here, or situations. Talking about the mother's love, God's love, I made a comparison of the two. And he's there for us. So how do you get that? A promise like this invites a response. Okay? I told you, it's there. It's been there. Always will be there. But guess what you got to do? You got to do a response. You got to make a choice. First of all, you got to come honestly. I kind of hit on that. Be honest with God. Don't try to sugarcoat nothing. The best thing you can do is just say, God, I'm a dirty rag. Fix me. And that covers all of it. Okay? Don't try to make excuses for anything. Just tell him you messed, you know, we all are. A child doesn't pretend to be okay. God doesn't ask you to hide your faith, your pain, I mean. He invites you to bring it. Bring it to him. Hey, God got big shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
He can handle whatever you throw at him.
Amen.
Let me give you that advice. Anything you got, he can fix it. Comfort doesn't always mean instant change. It means you are no longer alone in them. That's the difference. You left fighting your problems by yourself to having somebody that can get you through it. And like I said, it might take a process. It might take a little time. That's okay. Just know he's there. Stay near to him through prayer, scripture, worship, every day, daily. Not just when you need him. It's not the time to come to him when you got a problem. You should have already been communicating with him. You should already have that relationship working. And then something comes along. Oh, Lord, help me with this. Now, you can come to him if you hadn't before. But your best interest is to have that daily walk with him. Now, here's something hard for us to do, I think, especially when it's personal. You're going to give it to God. He's going to fix it, or it gets fixed at some point. You need to share it with others. You need to share your comfort. Why should you do that? To show the glory of the Lord, what he's done for you. Maybe that person needs that. Remember, he chose us as his vessel to get his word out. Your testimony, it could be something that somebody else is going through, and you can build that relationship there. Hey, God got me through this. I know what you're going through because I'm going through the same thing, or went through the same thing, but the Lord got me through it.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll get you through it too.
Amen.
That's why you need to share it. 2 Corinthians reminds us that we are comforted so we can comfort others. Remember, we got to start with the response, and then we got to finish it with doing something. We got to share it. When you experience God's care, you become a vessel of that same care. We just talked about that. You're God's vessel. I close with this. Y'all can go ahead and come forward. It might take me a minute here, but it might take y'all a minute too. God's message in this verse is simple but profound. Now, I want y'all, if you didn't hear nothing else I said today, listen to this. This is God. I see you. I know your pain. And I will comfort you. I want you to remember those three statements. I see you. I know your pain. And I will comfort you. Just as a child instinctively runs to their mother, we are invited to run to God. Yeah. Not with perfect words, not with everything figured out, but with trust. If you wait till you figure it out, you'll never get to him. But that trust, complete trust, because his comfort is personal, is present, and is powerful. Powerful. And it's available right now.
Amen.
If you stand. If you need that, if you don't have Christ in your life, I don't care if you're a mother, father, kid, if you're breathing right now and you need Christ, now's the time to do it. Amen. Mothers, on that laundry list of things I gave you as a godly scripture woman, what is that? If you need to work on some of them things, you can do it right where you're standing at. Do it at home. Do it in your prayer. Do it up here at the altar. Whatever you need to do, let the Holy Spirit work on you. Amen. And do something about it. Now's the time. Now's the day of salvation. Amen. Dear Father, just thank you for these few minutes together and these words that you gave us, Lord. Just open our minds and hearts to what you have us receive. And just thank you for the many blessings you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.